Random House Audio presents Longbourn by Joe Baker. Read for you by Emma Fielding. What praise is more valuable than the praise of an intelligent servant? Volume 1. Chapter 1. The Butler, Mrs. Hill, and the Two Housemaids. There could be no wearing of clothes without their laundering. Just as surely as there could be no going without clothes, not in Hertfordshire anyway, and not in September. Wash day could not be avoided, but the weekly purification of the household's linen was nonetheless a dismal prospect for Sarah. The air was sharp at 4:30 in the morning when she started work. The iron pump handle was cold, and even with her mitts on, her chilblains flared as she heaved the water up from the underground dark and into her waiting pail. A long day to be got through, and this just the very start of it. All else was stillness. Sheep huddled in drifts on the hillside. Birds in the hedgerows were fluffed like thistledown. In the woods, fallen leaves rustled with the passage of a hedgehog. The stream caught starlight and glistened over rocks. Below, in the barn, cows huffed clouds of sweet breath, and in the sty, the sow twitched, her piglets bundled at her belly. Mrs. Hill and her husband, up high in their tiny attic, slept the black, blank sleep of deep fatigue. Two floors below, in the principal bedchamber, Mr. and Mrs. Bennet were a pair of churchyard humps under the counterpane. The young ladies, all five of them, sleeping in their beds, were dreaming of whatever it was that young ladies dream, and over it all.